We have reached the halfway point of the session this year, Senator. Give us a rundown of some of the things you feel are the highlights of the first 10 weeks of this one.
Well, you know, we had a really big week last week. The Senate ended up passing Senate Bill 888, which was a comprehensive crime bill that really aimed to protect the public in a lot of different ways. The first is it created better transparency with Missouri sentencing law. So right now, when a defendant is sentenced in a criminal case, oftentimes the victim, the family members of the victim, they don't know actually how much of that sentence is going to be served. And so we did some truth in sentencing where you now have greater predictability of the amount of the sentence that somebody is going to be serving. And so this ensures that, you know, somebody that commits a violent offense, that the families of the victims and the victims themselves, if it's not a homicide case and the victim's still alive, that they know that that sentence is going to be carried out. The other piece of the bill had to do with violent sexual offenders and making sure that people who commit sexual offenses, particularly against children, are more harshly punished. And so the bill does that as well, making sure that we're punishing those individuals appropriately. And then lastly, it dealt with juvenile justice reform. In particular, we've had a lot of minors, people under the age of 18, who've been committing pretty serious offenses. They've been getting a slap on the wrist. They're back out on the streets committing more offenses. We understand that juveniles are different, but they also need to be dealt with appropriately. And so what the bill does is it really gives the prosecuting attorney of the county where the crime is committed much more of a say in how that case proceeds against the juvenile. Passing this bill is really just a continuation of a lot of the things that the caucus has stood for several sessions, which is making sure that we're cleaning up crime, particularly in our state's largest cities.
Another big part of what the legislature does, what the Senate does in terms of advising consent is with gubernatorial appointees, which may not sound like a big deal to Joe Average, but there's a lot of things that happen with these and a lot of different boards that have been taken care of or been some a lot of spots that have been refilled in some cases that hadn't been in years.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have various boards and commissions that the governor makes appointments to, ranging on a broad variety of topics, including public safety, education, professional licensing. The list goes on and on. This year, we've now confirmed 120 of the governor's nominees to various boards and commissions, probably the most important one of which is confirming all five members to the St. Louis Board of Police Commissioners. Last legislative session, we had a bill that took away political control from the mayor of the St. Louis Police Department and put it under a structure where the governor nominates individuals who are nonpartisan, who come in and really remove the politics from oversight of the police department, similar to the structure that we actually have in Kansas City and has worked very well in Kansas City for a number of years. And we confirmed those five appointees to the Board of Police Commissioners. That was kind of the last step that was needed after the legislation passed last year. And so those nominees in particular were big ones.
Supplemental budget, another crucial part for a lot of departments in the state. And sometimes the supplemental comes as closely as the regular budget. But in this case, it was taken care of earlier in, I think, this month. And there's a lot of meat to that supplemental this year.
Yeah, we wanted to get the supplemental done early. It was the goal of myself and Senator O'Loughlin to make sure that was done before we left on legislative spring break, which is getting ready to start. As it happened, we ended up getting it done even a week earlier than that, which was great. There were a lot of important things that were in the supplemental. You know, in Kansas City, we're getting ready to host the World Cup. And so the eyes of the world are literally going to be, you know, on Kansas City as one of the host cities. One of the things that was in the supplemental was $74 million for security and infrastructure upgrades relating to the World Cup. It's going to be really important that the state is prepared for hundreds of thousands of visitors who are international coming to Missouri and making sure that the event is safe and that people, you know, feel safe in Kansas City and we get to see the full impact of the economic opportunities of being a host city for the World Cup. And so that was a big part of the supplemental. We also appropriated a little over $900 million for disaster relief funding for St. Louis and some of the other areas of the state that were impacted by tornadoes last year. That was also an important component of the supplemental.